will use the aroma. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that with schools being forced to shut their doors because of the coronavirus pandemic, the world is facing a generational catastrophe. Guterres made the comments Tuesday during a video briefing to launch a new UN campaign dubbed Save Our Future. It's aimed at strengthening formal education in a post-pandemic world. The head of the World Body said that as of mid-July, more than 1 billion children in at least 160 countries are missing out on formal studies, while at least 40 million children have missed out on preschool. Guterres said disabled students, members of minority or disadvantaged communities, as well as refugees and displaced persons are among those at highest risk of being left behind. With the number of confirmed cases around the world now past 18.3 million, and the number of deaths nearing the 700,000 mark, the director of the World Health Organization has warned there may never be a silver bullet for stopping the spread of the coronavirus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom told reporters that while a number of vaccines are now in late-stage trials, all countries and individuals should employ a do-it-all strategy, meaning testing, contact tracing, social distancing, and wearing masks to help stop the spread of the virus. In the United States, which has about one-fourth of the world's confirmed coronavirus cases, negotiations between the White House and congressional Democrats continue today on a new aid package to help millions of unemployed people. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert and a member of the Trump administration's coronavirus task force, says the U.S. is experiencing community spread, meaning the virus is spreading randomly instead of being concentrated in one spot. This, he says, increases the difficulty of stopping the spread. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced to anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 troops by November of this year. Trump's comments to media outlet Axios came as the Afghan Taliban said its chief peace negotiator discussed the peace process with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday. Trump says the troop reduction is already planned and that it would happen very soon. The U.S. military began a gradual drawdown soon after the Trump administration sealed a peace pact with the Taliban insurgency in February to close the 19-year-old Afghan war, which is America's longest. The United States has since reduced the number of its troops to 8,600 from around 13,000 and vacated five Afghan military bases. The deal called for all American and allied troops to leave Afghanistan by July 2021 in return for assurances that the Islamist insurgency would prevent the country from becoming a safe haven for transnational terrorists. U.S. officials say the agreement also binds the Taliban to negotiate a political settlement with rival Afghan troops to end decades of hostilities in the conflict-torn country. And in Iran, and news related to Iran, the family of a California-based member of an Iranian military opposition group in exile says Iran abducted him while he was in Dubai. The family has told media that the man was apparently first smuggled into Oman and was then taken to the Islamic Republic. The suspected cross-border abduction appears to be corroborated by mobile phone location data, which his family has shared. The revelation comes against the backdrop of covert actions conducted by Iran amid heightened tensions with the U.S. over Tehran's collapsing nuclear deal with world powers. Iran hasn't responded to requests for comments on the alleged abduction. And 17 people, including 8 children, have been killed in flash floods and by lightning in Yemen's northern Marib region, health authorities said Tuesday. The fierce storms have added to the woes of the war-torn country, which the UN has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. 5 years of conflict have left large parts of the country in ruins. Recent storms have hit other provinces as well, including the capital Sana'a. The Arab world's poorest country is battling the coronavirus pandemic, which its decrepit health system is ill-equipped to handle. Yemen has officially reported more than 1,700 cases of the virus, including 499 deaths. However, many fear the real toll is far higher. An estimated 24 million Yemenis are dependent on aid for survival, according to the United Nations. This is VOA News, VOA Remote, and I'm Laurel Berman.